Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I expected, my last program where I raised the question whether it would really be so bad if the U.S. dollar failed brought on a storm of comments. Perhaps another story from American history, and then a look at how people today are coping in two nations with troubled currencies will shed more light on the subject. The American experience with the failure of the continental dollar in the Revolutionary War scarred the national psyche. As a result, the U.S. Constitution specifically prohibited any state from making anything but gold or silver legal tender in payment of debts. In fact, the U.S. government did not issue paper money until the beginning of the Civil War. Today, Vietnam's inflation of the money supply has been such a problem for the past several years, the citizens in that country have to pay gold to buy real estate. Paper money problem is worse in Iran. In the past month, the Iranian rial has fallen about one-third against the U.S. dollar. This is causing an enormous disruption in that nation's economy. The Iranian government has banned foreign exchange businesses from dealing in U.S. dollars. The government has also cracked down on black market currency traders. The Iranian rial has not failed yet. However, imports have ground to a halt as sellers are unwilling to accept rials for payment. Citizens are aggressively withdrawing their rials from bank accounts to convert them to either U.S. dollars, gold, or consumer goods. Though the Iranian rial has not yet failed, the public is adjusting their spending habits and their means of storing wealth. Former exporters to Iran have switched to alternative currencies. In the process, there are some severe economic disruptions. Should the rial eventually collapse, that event will be less traumatic because the Iranians will already be using alternative monetary systems. That is the point to understand, should the U.S. dollar ever fail. Long before collapse, there would be economic turmoil as people got out of dollars and into stable assets like gold, silver, and consumer goods. The calamity will be worse to the extent that the U.S. government tries to interfere. There would be civil unrest. I expect the American standard of living would decline. But all of this will occur before the dollar failed. The actual collapse of the U.S. dollar will not be very important. I expect that a market-driven replacement monetary system will include gold and silver because of their multi-thousand-year track record as a safe haven asset. What could be done to rescue the dollar from a possible failure? That is a subject for another day. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.